The devotional for today is entitled, Don't Put Off Until Tomorrow What You Can Do Today. Examples of those who put off a good opportunity. About 25 years ago, I had the opportunity to speak with a man in Seville, Spain, who could be seen sitting every day in the doorway of his house. He had plenty of free time on his hands. I had spoken to him about the gospel on several occasions without seeing much interest on his part. The last time I spoke with him, I asked him if he was ready to meet God after death. Unfortunately, he didn't know how to answer this question. He wasn't sure. Instead of wanting to study what the Bible says, he tried to avoid the subject. "Talk to my son," he told me. "I'm too old for that. I have one foot in the world and the other in the grave." On another occasion, while living in Barcelona, I met a man named Manuel who worked as an administrator of the building where I lived. We had many conversations. In one of them, I started talking with him about heaven and the possibility of living with God. To my surprise, in the middle of the conversation, he covered his ears and said while moving away from me, "I don't want to worry about the matter." Later, when Manuel was in the hospital, he told me that he wanted to learn more about God and what the Bible teaches. However, when he got better, he changed his mind. The day all will have to face. Actually, many prefer not to think about what will happen to them after death because they're not sure. For them, talking about this topic is like entering a dark room without knowing what's in it. They don't want to fill their minds with doubtful thoughts of the future. They prefer to think about the present, their family, their jobs, holidays, vacations, etc., etc. We would do well to remind them that, although they would like to avoid the subject, the day will come. 2 Corinthians 5:10. The example of Felix. The Apostle Paul had the opportunity to speak with someone who wanted to avoid the subject. It was Marcus Antonius Felix, the Roman procurator of the province of Judea, 52 to 60 D.C. When Paul spoke to him about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, the Bible says that Felix was frightened and said, "Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you." Acts 24:25. Like my neighbors in Seville and Barcelona, Felix wanted to avoid the subject. Whether we like it or not, the day of the final judgment will come. It's not wise to try to avoid the subject or postpone it for another time. The time to get right with God is now. 2 Corinthians 6:2.